David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
One of the most ridiculous types of lawsuits going on today is the litigation to get athletic teams to give up their American Indian names. In 1930, the University of North Dakota adopted the name the Fighting Sioux after the famous Indian tribe of that name. The Indians were proud of this honor, and the football players were energized. In 1968, a delegation from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation traveled to the University of North Dakota to adopt the president of the university into the tribe and to formally give the University of North Dakota the right to use the name Sioux for its athletic teams. Then came political correctness. In 2005, the NCAA, that's the National Collegiate Athletic Association, banned schools from using nicknames and images it deems hostile and abusive. Now, there was nothing hostile or abusive about the Fighting Sioux, but the University of North Dakota nevertheless was put on the banned list. This meant that the university would have been forbidden to participate in Division II football playoffs or host playoff games or use the nickname or logo on its uniforms or in its activities. Fortunately, the University of North Dakota got a temporary injunction to allow the division playoffs to be played, but the case is still in the courts and we don't know how it will be decided. The University of North Dakota logo was designed by a well-known Indian artist and shows a proud Indian Sioux warrior. The logo was chosen to honor courage on the battlefield. A handful of Indians objected to the logo, but none of those was a Sioux Indian. North Dakota's Spirit Lake Sioux tribe approves the university use of the name. In a 2002 Sports Illustrated poll, 81% of Native Indian respondents said no when asked whether college and high school teams should stop using Indian nicknames. That should be the end of this dispute.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a program dedicated to preserving traditional values. And it's your opinions and comments that help to shape this broadcast, so write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Because your views count. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us each weekday as we explore today's most important issues on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the future comes one day at a time, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have, and I brag about my help all the time, especially since I almost have them up to minimum wage now. But Jeff and Beth, they're both very versatile. There's very little that either one of them cannot do, and Jeff fixes breakfast occasionally. In the last couple of mornings, I have been eating homemade breakfast. Jeff, as I say, it's not part of his job description, but he's very versatile, and probably one of these days we will get him up to where he's actually making minimum wage.
I won't hold my breath.
Anyhow, we have had for a couple of mornings now fully grass-finished beef, no, a lamb, finished, fully grass-finished lamb sausage and eggs that my chickens produced. And my eggs are not totally organic because I buy regular laying pellets for them, but they're out there where they can scratch into stuff and eat the things, and they catch a certain amount of bugs and eating a certain amount of cowpucky and all the stuff that makes eggs good. Now, most of our listeners have no idea where the food comes from. No idea. If you buy meat at Walmart, it could come from one of, I think, 26 different nations. Don't know if it was ever inspected by anybody, although it will have a stamp on it, says USDA inspected. But that doesn't mean an inspector ever looked at it or did any kind of test on it. And we saw that happen when we had all these E. coli where they're recalled of beef. Tons and tons and tons of beef. And the federal inspectors are beginning to talk about this now off the record. I mean, they won't say, hey, my name is John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, and I'm a government inspector, and here's what I've got to say. But they will tell people about what's going on. And the Chicago Tribune carried a very good story about the E. coli loophole. And here's what the situation is, and I'll try to cut this as short as I can. But if the company that's any of the companies, doesn't make any difference which one it is. If one of the major packers, there isn't but a half a dozen of them, and there's not really that many. But if one of the major packers does a test on the beef and find that it does have E. coli, no problem. All they have to do is mark it cook only. So this is where the restaurants get their hamburgers that are pre-cooked. This is where school lunches get their taco meat in there and their ground beef that is pre-cooked. So they say, and the government will tell you, hey, we don't have near as much E. coli now as we used to have. The inspectors have a term for this. They call it the E. coli loophole. Because they do test, not the government inspectors, they test too. But the packers themselves test for E. coli. So they get it out of the way of the government inspectors before they have a chance to find the E. coli. If they find it, it's going to go into the tank or it's going to go into cook only. But this is a loophole. The cooking does destroy the bacteria. It makes it safe to eat as pre-cooked hamburgers and meatloaf and crumbled taco meat and products like that. But it goes into the food chain. So it does have an opportunity to come into contact with meat that has not been pre-cooked. You see what I'm saying here? Anyway, the U.S. Department has said that it's acceptable for meat companies to cook and sell meat on which E. coli is found during processing. No problem. As I said, the inspectors call it the E. coli loophole. It affects millions of pounds of beef each year that test positive for the presence of E. coli. And then they give the code number on that. It's 0157H7. That's the particular strain that seems to be causing most of the problems. Anyhow, the agency, the USDA, allows companies to put this E. coli positive meat in a special category, cook only. Because cooking the meat does destroy the bacteria, makes it safe, so it goes into the processed, pre-cooked meat that we were talking about. Some USDA inspectors say the cook-only practice means that higher levels of E. coli are tolerated in packing plants, raising the chances that clean meat will become contaminated. They say the cook-only practice is part of the reason for this year's sudden rise in incidents of E. coli contamination. All the product that is E. coli positive, they put a cook-only tag on it. Everything that's positive, they just put the label on it, and hey, it's okie-dokie, hokey-pokey. Anyway, there's no evidence that cook-only meat has directly sickened anybody, because it's been cooked, all right? Nevertheless, it did have the E. coli there. Some inspectors contend that the practice conceals significantly higher levels of E. coli bacteria in packing plants than the companies admit to. That's because companies that find E. coli are allowed to shift that meat immediately to cook-only lines without reporting that to the Department of Agriculture. USDA regularly tests for E. coli in slaughtering plants, but only on meat that packing companies have already deemed free of E. coli. In other words, the packing plant tests it first before the USDA does, all right? Some cooked beef products end up in the National School Lunch Program. The USDA just bought 2.8 million pounds of cooked beef. That was in 2006. That's what they bought for all the school lunch programs. But 2.8 million pounds of beef is a bunch and a gob of beef, right? And it was mostly the pre-cooked. I mean, it was the cooked beef that went into the school lunch program. Now, we're going to take a break here. I might mention, let me see, I've got a few seconds left. Cargill has recalled nearly 2 million pounds of ground beef and more than 3 million pounds of General Mills Tortino's and Gino's pizzas have been recalled because of E. coli in pepperoni. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have returned. Back to this E. coli thing. The U.S. meat industry, they say, produced 26 and a third billion pounds of beef in 2006 from 33.7 million cattle. Now, I don't know how they count the cattle that are slaughtered elsewhere, but a high percentage of our beef, about a third of it, comes from other countries, and we have no idea what other countries they come from, because there's like 26 or 28 or something countries that ship beef here into the United States. We have no idea where our food comes from. As I've mentioned before, I didn't know that Chile was growing and selling grapes until, remember when they found the arsenic in the chili? Did I say arsenic in the chili? It was arsenic in the grapes from Chile. Now, here's kind of an interesting story. We get bananas from the South. They grow in a tropical. How did the little thing go? I am Chiquita Banana, and I'm here to say bananas must be treated in a very special way. You can put them in a salad. You can put them in a pie. Yay. No matter how you treat them, you cannot beat them. But remember, bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. Carmen Miranda sang that back in the good old days. But we still grow most of our bananas in the tropics, except the Canadian bananas. I'm going to start buying all my bananas out of Canada. Did you see that picture that someone sent me? It showed these bananas. It was in the supermarket, and it was just kind of a phony deal, but, I mean, they were there. It was an actual photo. Then they had the bananas in there. Somehow it got in the same bin with Canadian-grown products, and it said, buy only Canadian products, and this is a product of Canada or something to that effect. And they had bananas up there. But anyway, Nicaragua grows a lot of nanners, and Dole Food Company is down there in Nicaragua, and Dole has been using some chemicals that I guess, are good for the nanners, but not good for the people that handle the chemicals. The here's the whole story here. On a banana plantation for Dole, they used a pesticide, DBCP, even though the company knew it caused sterility in both humans and animals. The pesticide stops microscopic worms from eating the roots of the banana plants. The Dow Chemical Company of Midland, Michigan, manufactured a pesticide. But did I say Dow a while ago? I get Dow and Dole. It's Dole Food Company, but it was using the Dow product. And there's music. Okay, I'll get back to this sooner or later. I would have gotten along a lot better had it not have been for Carmen Miranda telling us bananas do not like the climate of the refrigerator. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned. Now, back to this Dole thing in Nicaragua. It's kind of an interesting thing. They use, of course, Nicaraguan workers. And I guess, you know, there's not many bananas grown anywhere that's not in the tropics. So they have to go there to do this. But the Dow Chemical Company of Midland, Michigan, manufactured this pesticide. It's called DBCP. They stopped doing it in 1977 when three dozen workers in a California plant that processed it were diagnosed as sterile. In other words, it's a birth control thing, all right, apparently, and it lasts forever. I don't know. But anyway, during that year, Dole now uses this stuff. And when Dow wanted to stop using it, stop producing it, when they found out what happened, Dole threatened to sue Dow for breach of contract, because Dow had a contract saying that, Dole had a contract with Dow saying Dow would supply this product. And when they quit making it, they said, no, you've got to do it. In court testimony now, Dole continued to use a pesticide in its foreign divisions without warning workers or providing protective gear. So what happened was, the Nicaraguan workers sued Dole in a U.S. court. The Dole Food Company for using a pesticide that caused sterility in these Nicaraguan workers. The jury awarded the six Nicaraguan workers $3.2 million in compensatory damages and said punitive damages are forthcoming. The case marked one of the first times that foreign workers outside of the maritime, get that, maritime industry, let's don't go into the flag with the fringe on it today, we'll do that at another time, but anyway, it's the first time they have gained access to U.S. courts to sue a U.S. company that employed them. According to Ross Tone, he's a Miami lawyer, he said, this is the start of a corporate America having to pay for their exportation of jobs overseas and their disregard for overseas workers' health and safety. David Engelman is a Brown University physician and professor who has been an expert witness in cases of worker poisonings. And he said this case shows that not only profits and exploration will be globalized, but health and safety precautions also. Anyway, in the era of globalization, the role of a U.S. business overseas determines the company's legal liability. U.S. businesses that own factories or have joint ventures in factories overseas are potentially the most liable. Now, this is the first time this has ever come up. Most U.S. companies that buy goods from China do not own factories there, but many do provide design specs and tell factories how to make their products. Multinational sportswear companies provide detailed specifications on the design of materials of the shoes that they buy. Large U.S. furniture companies also provide their own designs and ask factories to provide phototypes or samples. So, as law does adjust to cope with globalization, they will need to rectify the current perverse incentive system, a system in which American companies that do not inspect the overseas factories they use have no liability, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, by bringing suits in U.S., in the U.S., foreign workers can win much larger judgments than in their home countries. So that's what's taking place there. It's setting some precedents, it looks like. As we said going into the show, you have no idea, and I don't either, where most of our food comes from. I mentioned the other day that my wife bought some, I don't know what, they looked like peaches. They felt like peaches, but boy, they didn't taste like peaches. I don't know, those things, you might as well be eating a cotton ball or something. They certainly were not grown in Georgia or in the Missouri boot heel. But anyway, where does your food come from? Now, this morning I told you earlier that this morning Jeff and I had some homegrown lamb sausages, and I furnished the homegrown chicken eggs. And we have with us today Tana Powell. Her and her husband has the Master's Ranch, and they have fully grass-finished beef and lamb. Tana, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you, and good morning, Mr. Brownfield. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for furnishing breakfast now for a couple of days.
You're welcome.
But I tell you, you could come up and do that's, I'm going to get in trouble. I almost said that's woman's work to do that, and here Jeff has been a cook in the Navy all these years.
Lucky for you, I like to eat, too.
Yeah, I know. My wife says I just go around making people hate me.
It was delicious lamb sausages, and Monday morning we had delicious lamb brats, and there's some other delights still waiting for breakfast. If you're nice to me, I'm going to cook you some more breakfast.
Well, you did bring me in a couple of lamb chops that you ate most of the day before.
I did eat most of them because they were delicious, and I, didn't want to part with them. But at any rate, all those come from the Master's Ranch, and Tana is with us this morning. We're going to come into a commercial break. We'll be back with Derry and Tana. And Tana has a web banner on DerryBrownfield.com, so be sure to visit her web banner, the Master's Ranch. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Friends, it's Lou, owner of Steel Span Buildings, the best Quonset-style buildings in the world. Do you need a building to store your hay? Perhaps a bird-free place to keep your equipment? How about a building that won't collapse in an ice storm? Well, the time to buy is now. My year-end is November 30th, and I'm selling all remaining inventory at substantial discount. And here's the best part. A small deposit now holds your building until March 2008. That's right. Take immediate delivery or any time until March 2008 with no additional cost. Don't hesitate, as the popular sizes of 25-foot wide to 60-foot wide sell quickly.
Friends, take advantage of Lou's year-end pricing. Call him at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Visit the website at amsteelspan.com and learn why Lou has a better building hands down.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's November the 17th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include a 100-head string of fancy 3 to 6-year-old Angus bred to calve beginning the 1st of March. Another 100-head of black and black baldies and some Charolais crosses. Their cows have nice calves by their side. 65-head of black and black baldy 3 to 6-year-olds, both fall and spring calvers. Here's a 50-head string of Angus March calvers. They're bred to Charolais bulls. The rest of these cattle are all bred to Angus bulls, pretty much. 50-head with calves by their side. Also included are several red and red-white-faced cows, as well as a 20-head consignment of longhorns bred to Corriente bulls. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special bred cow sale coming up this coming Saturday, November the 17th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who believes in little elves, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We have with us now Tana Powell. She is executive vice president, I guess. Who runs the corporation there, Tana?
Well, my husband and I both work at it.
Okay, so you're both executive vice presidents. One of you's got to be president.
Okay, I'll let him be the president.
Really? Well, you are a sweetheart, I tell you. that's not politically correct. Anyway, tell us a little bit about what you're doing there. You have strictly 100% grass-fed livestock, both beef and lamb, right?
Yes, we do. We have several cows, though, so a large percentage of our the offspring are actually marketed through traditional channels. However, for my beef and lamb business, only those that are fully grass-fed are offered through that. They never receive any grain. The cows never receive any grain. They also are never implanted or have any antibiotics or anything that the commodity market says is okay.
Okay, now just for whatever it's worth, let's take a quick minute here and run over what our highly intelligent idiots that work for the Department of Agriculture came up with. The USDA has established what they call a grass-fed claim for ruminant livestock. Now, Tana keeps her cattle that she sells as grass-fed on grass. You said you don't feed them grain. You do feed them hay, I'm sure, in the wintertime.
If it's necessary, yes.
But that is grass.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's what the Department of Agriculture says. And they do it because the multinational corporations want to get into the grass-fed cattle business. The unrestricted supplementation of energy is allowed. Unrestricted use of energy, which we're talking about grain. You can use as much as you want to as long as the feedings are recorded.
Right.
Oh, come on. Long-term confinement practices are allowed. How do you long-term confine cattle that are on pasture? Because they say access to pasture and frost dates are easily manipulated. What does frost have to do with leaving your cattle out on the pasture?
I'm not sure about that. Ours stay out all year long.
We stay out all... You know, the last thing people say... Well, you don't let your cattle or your horses in the barn. No. If you let them in the barn, you're going to have sick livestock, first of all.
Exactly.
And secondly, you're going to have to clean out the barn.
Yes.
So the barn is something to get them into the day you're going to work them if it's a rainy or bad day. Anyway, the use of artificial hormones is allowed under the government standards. The use of therapeutic and subtherapeutic antibiotics are allowed if it's in the government standard. Artificial milk replacers are allowed. It doesn't mean anything. And what this amounts to, all cattle, I don't know of anybody that raises cattle at some time in their life haven't been on grass. Do you?
No, I sure don't. And that was a real disappointment that they came up with those sorts of standards for the grass-fed label. And I'm afraid it's going to not be very helpful for the consumer at all, and they may be misled if people like you don't get the word out about what it really means.
Well, now, our listeners are going to know the difference, but I'll bet you Rush Limbaugh's listeners will never know the difference.
Well, they may not.
And there are a lot more of them than there are of us-ins, okay? Now, go back to your... you run a big cow herd, apparently, and you just run steers on grass, or what do you do there?
Well, actually, I use heifers, and there is some research that says that heifers... typically are more tender than the steers. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they say.
Well, you girls are a lot sweeter than the boys. I know that.
Well, that could be a large part of it, yes. But, no, typically, and I take them on up to a little bit older age, so they're more flavorful. They are well marbled, and they have a good fat cover, so they are finished on grass. And it just really works with the genetics that we have now.
Okay, what are you using for cattle? What's your genetics? What is your breeding program?
Right. We're using some Red Angus and Black Angus, some Hereford, just a touch of Tarentaise and some Cinnapole.
You mentioned a what, the last one, or what?
A Cinnapole.
I don't know what that is. Cinnapole is the middle of a tent, isn't it?
Well, not quite. But it's a real short, it's a heat-tolerant breed that is more in the Bos Indicus rather than the Bos Taurus class.
Okay. You see, when I went to college, we only had three breeds of cattle in the United States. We had Angus, Herefords, and Shorthorn.
Mm-hmm.
I remember real well when the Charolais and the Zebu first started coming in. Zebu, we call them Brahma over here. They started out, they called them Zebu. And then from then on, we've got a jillion kinds. But going back to what you're doing there, do you try to butcher a heifer as a two-year-old, or can she go on to another year?
Well, because of the ruling, they need to be butchered to be able to keep porterhouse or T-bones. I try to keep them under 30 months. But that's not really a hurdle. There are some customers who that doesn't mind. They don't care if they're over 30 months old.
I'd think they'd have to be if they're just on grass, because cattle aren't going to gain that much on grass, particularly in the wintertime.
Well, that's true to some extent here in north central Missouri. There are some people, though, that plant some annuals and try to keep them gaining through the winter. We primarily rely on winter stockpiling of forages to keep them going. So there's some legumes and some green grass underneath the dead fescue that lays over the top of it. But, and so there's some people getting cattle finished more quickly than I do, but I'm just letting the genetics and the environment try to express itself in the animal.
I would think, you know, we live in a terrible part of the world, and I'm sure you'll go along with this. It's either too hot, too cold, too wet, or too dry most of the time, is it not? Tana?
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's usually either too hot, too cold, too wet, or too dry. Just like this summer, it dried up. Cattle would rather be in the shade or standing in the water than out grazing. And then in the wintertime, the fescue turns brown on us. I think it would be very, very difficult to keep cattle. All right, I've been to Australia. And that they have most all of their meat, it comes from grass-fed cattle. And I don't know what they do now with this new 30-month thing, but they used to keep them till they were three-year-old. Steers would weigh up there 1,600 pounds. But they could graze a year round there, in Queensland at least.
Mm-hmm.
But here we can't do that. Can we? You mentioned that. Do you, when you say stockpile grass, you mean you just let it grow up and fall over, but do you put up hay?
We do put up some hay, and as far as the winter stockpile, it's more of a managed grazing perspective than just whatever's out there allowed to grow up. We do practice management intensive grazing with a focus on management intensive, not grazing intensively. And so about the first part of August, the cattle are pulled off and the grass is allowed to grow and grow till the first frost, basically. And then we can strip graze that off. So it's good, fresh, new growth grass. It's not just what's left over.
Yeah, right now our fescue looks like spring growth. If you could just take a picture of it, you'd think it was 1st of April rather than the middle of November.
Right. We're very fortunate this year.
Well, you might have been in that area that didn't have a drought this summer.
We have not been. We are dry, but our ponds are full, and we do have quite a bit of green grass. But you're right. We have not suffered the really dry weather that other parts of the state have suffered.
Right. You're not too far from Macon, are you?
Right.
Yeah, I was up at Macon at the Lolly Brothers sale, and I was talking to Frankie, and he said they had one of the best Augusts they've ever had. They got like 6 inches or 7 inches or something of rain in August.
Mm.
We didn't get a drop, and that makes quite a difference. But let's go back. Do you butcher your own cattle? You take them to a local plant? What do you do?
I have two options on that. One, I do go to Macon for the USDA inspected cuts that I sell, which I ship out. And of course, it has to be USDA inspected to do that. That's about an hour away from me.
Right.
And then I also offer whole and half carcasses to a non-USDA plant in Marceline. And probably I sell about half and half through each one of them.
All right. Now, that package comes out, that non-USDA inspected says not for sale, does it not?
Exactly.
Okay, then how can you get by with doing that?
Well, it's not really, it's nothing, certainly nothing illegal. Basically, what I do is sell the animal to a customer.
And they take it to the sale, so to speak.
To the
packer.
Right. Usually, you know, I'm the one that's going to take it because he's coming off of my farm.
Right.
He's used to the way I've handled the animal, and so it's just better if he just comes straight off the pasture to the butcher shop.
Okay, let's take another break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number. We've got a number. 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
And we have returned. We're visiting with Tawna Powell. She heads up the Master's Ranch, fully grass-finished beef and lamb. And, Tawna, we just had a telephone call, and the fella didn't need to be on the air. He said, "I want some lamb chops. How do I get them?"
Well, he can go to my website at www.mastersranch.com, or he may email me at atpowell@windstream.net.
How about your phone number? Do you give it out?
I can. I sure can. It's 660-963-2685.
Okay, that's 660-963-2685 in case someone wants lamb chops. Are you set up so you can ship them?
Yes, sir, I sure am. And that is the bulk of my business has been so far is shipping it out. I've shipped as far as the East Coast and the West Coast.
Really?
Yes, and quite honestly, I wish that, and I do try to help those people find a local producer because I'm a big supporter of buying locally. And a lot of the difficulties you were discussing earlier on your show could sure be overcome if people would search out food. It doesn't have to be within a certain distance, I don't believe, because there are some items that aren't available. But at least within the U.S. and maybe within your state and just start working your way out. So I try to help those people find a local producer, but if they can't find one, then I am glad to help them and ship it out.
On the lambs, what breed of lambs, what breed of sheep do you use? Or you got some crossbred or something special?
Well, they are something special indeed. My daughter, Jessica, purchased her first Shetland lambs, Shetland ewes, actually about 4 years ago. And we weren't too sure about them. They're a little smaller, and they're definitely a wool sheep. They produce an extraordinary amount of wool.
Well, is that good?
Well, yes, the wool is very nice.
And yes, but I mean, it's kind of a disadvantage, though, to have to shear them, isn't it?
Well, they don't seem to mind too bad. And we have the 2005 National Shearing Champion shear her sheep. He's
oh, really?
Nearby. Yes.
Your daughter Jessica is a national shearing champion?
Well, no, no, she's not. But our, the neighbor that does that is the 2005 national shearing champion.
So really?
They get treated quite nicely. But as far as the meat, they are a slower maturing sheep, and so they need to be just right at a year old for just the best flavor and fat cover. They're very good, very tasty. And the wool, we have been able to find a small mom-and-pop custom woolen mill in Canada that will take the raw fleece, her raw fleece, and turn it into lovely blankets and socks, and they ship them back down here, and they've been extremely popular.
Really? Okay. Now, you're not too far. Where do we have that, I guess, does it still exist, that sheep week there in northwest Missouri? Where is that?
I'm sorry, I'm not
You're not familiar with that? Maybe they don't have it anymore. Okay, let's take a break. This will be the last break of the hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
What are you giving for Christmas gifts this year? Well, I'm giving my friends a customized pocket knife from 3B Silversmiths, and they'll make a custom gift for you, too. Robert Asher is a professional silversmith, and he's real easy to work with. He produces beautiful handcrafted pieces. As a matter of fact, I had him make silver handcrafted belt buckles for my special friends last year, and they were beautiful. Call Robert at 3B Silversmiths to get him working on any kind of customized piece you can imagine. He does belt buckles of all kinds, badges, pocket knives, money clips, and more. But his specialty is Western-style jewelry, like bracelets, earrings, pendants, mini buckles, bolos, pins, tie tacks, you name it, he can produce it. And if you call now, you can get it done before Christmas. Custom designed and hand engraved. Call 3B Silversmiths, toll free 1-800-448-8558. That's 1-800-448-8558 or online at 3bsilversmiths.com.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. For the first time in our country, decisions you make about food will determine whether you live free or die hard. You can decide to ignore us fools that scream food shortage, contamination, genetic poisoning, or you can store as much food as you can get. You can decide you can't afford a supply, or you can do whatever it takes to get food because you're a survivor, not a quitter. You can decide to plan food supplies for Christmas. What if you decide to do nothing? If you're right, and there's plenty of safe food, you can laugh at the fools who stocked up. They were wrong, but what did they lose? Nothing. But if you're wrong with no food, you'll lose everything. Freedom, children, guns, home, even life. Can you afford to be wrong? Place your bet. Food or no food? Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
We're in the home stretch here, Tana. I was going to ask you, will those lambs, you say they have to be a year old before they're ready on grass?
Oh, yes, for the best flavor and taste. And we feel like they really do need to be close to a year old.
I was at one of those tall tour lamb tours, tall timber lamb tours, kind of a tongue twister there, back many years ago. And we went in, the Sheep Association, it was one of those good deals, those junkets that farm broadcasters get to take. And we went up north of Durango, Colorado, up to Silverton. And then the sheep were up higher than that. They were probably up, I don't know, close to 10,000 feet. And they said when they bring those sheep down off the mountain in the fall of the year in September, and I guess I don't remember when they lambed, but they said 80% of those sheep would grade choice just coming down off the mountain.
I think that's really not surprising. Some of the genetics with sheep, and that's what we found with the Shetlands, they haven't been so manipulated that they're still hardy. We don't dock tails. We don't trim hooves. They lamb on their own. Of course, we do lamb in May and June, which is the best time of the year to do that. they're just trouble-free, but they haven't been single-trait genetically selected for generations to mess all that built-in hardiness and stability in them. And you were asking about an event, a sheep event up in this area, and were you referring to the beef, the World Sheep Festival at
Yes.
Bethel? Okay.
Yes.
That's over at the northeast corner, and I should have thought of that straight away because my daughter is the World Sheep Queen right now.
Oh, really? From Bethel?
Right. She earned that at Bethel this year.
Well, I've been up there, and they you were talking about sending your wool to Canada. There were people up there spinning wool, if I remember right.
Yes, there's a lot of people who spin, and there are several small mills that will take the raw wool and turn it into yarn, and different steps of the whole process. The only place we could find that would actually take her wool and return her wool from raw to a finished product was this place in Canada.
Okay.
We would love to do it in the United States, but we sure didn't find it, was not able to find any place.
Well, and it's getting more and more difficult to do that in other trades as well. Let's go real quickly to the telephones. Ricardo, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Derry. I just wanted to tell you, for some reason, when you did that Chiquita banana jingle, I didn't get it as excited as when I used to see you and hear McCarter Miranda.
Carmen Miranda? Hey, she dressed a lot different than I do.
Yeah, sure.
Remember, she did that with a bowl of bananas on her head.
Right. Yeah, she danced around. But Jeff doing that breakfast, you know, I'm calling from up here in Northern Illinois. We got a guy that guarantees, he gave my kid who worked for the railroad up here a dozen eggs. He guarantees that all the eggs are double yolkers. That's what you need for this breakfast that Jeff is doing.
I guess so. That's right.
Breeding chickens for 50 years to get the double yolkers.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's very quickly, I have a couple other questions I'd like to ask. Donna, will those lambs fatten? Will they even eat fescue?
Well, they're out there with some fescue in the pasture, but I suspect that they're chewing on some weed leaves and a lot of the legumes that are out there rather than the fescue.
Right, because a sheep is more like a goat. They're a browser rather than a grazer, are they not?
They are kind of in between, actually, a cow and a goat. You know, goats really like to chew down the trees and everything.
Right.
Bent quite that far with it.
I know if a sheep gets in your yard, all your roses are gone.
Oh, yes, and all your garden produce, the whole thing, it's gone.
And so is the hour. Hey, give Tana a call, 660-963-2685, or you can go to mastersranch.com. And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With three.